Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ted Olander. Batting second. The shortstop, Cesar Tovar. Batting third. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Zimmerman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Merritt. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Merritt. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The left fielder, Pete Ward. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. And now, play ball. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander strikes out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a pop-up towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Merritt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a pop-up towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito who is chasing the ball. Carew reaches third base with a triple. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Merritt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merritt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 0 for 1 in the game. Ulander hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCraw for the out. One out. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a pop-up towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a pop-up towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 1 in the game. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Peters. Oliva moves to second. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison hits a pop-up towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tovar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. Rollins strikes out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Carew hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito. Carew reaches second base with a double. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 0 for 1 in the game. Zimmerman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Carew moves to third. Two outs. Jim Merritt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merritt is 0 for 1 in the game. Merritt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Merritt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins juggles the ball. That's an error on Rollins. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 1 in the game. Josephson hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Zimmerman fields it and throws to first for the out. Colavito moves to second. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliva, who is chasing the ball. McCraw reaches third base with a triple. Colavito scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tommy Agee now playing center field. Ken Berry now playing right field. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 0 for 2 in the game. Uhlander strikes out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 2 in the game. Tovar hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Oliva strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward strikes out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Boyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buford moves to third. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Uhlander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Buford tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, White Sox. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Buddy Bradford now playing left field. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 2 in the game. Allison hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Buford reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 2 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a triple. Carew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 2 in the game. Josephson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew misplays the ball. That's an error on Carew. Josephson moves to second. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 2 in the game. Peters strikes out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Josephson scores. McCraw moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, White Sox. Mudcat Grant now pitching. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Buford takes first base on ball 4. McCraw moves to third. Berry moves to second. Wayne Causey pinch hits for Buddy Bradford. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boyer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Zimmerman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ken Berry now playing left field. Bill Voss now playing right field. Frank Castro pinch hits for Jerry Zimmerman. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro hits a fly ball into right field. Voss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carroll Hardy pinch hits for Mudcat Grant. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 0 for 3 in the game. Uhlander hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Uhlander for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hank Izquierdo now catching. Jim Rowland now pitching. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hansen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee strikes out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Josephson for the out. Hansen moves to second. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Uhlander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 3 in the game. Tovar hits a fly ball into left field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 3 in the game. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Minnesota Twins, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.